Joining us in the studio right now is the president of the Audrain Humane Society Board, Marilyn Niekamp. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
And we're glad to have you in here this morning. This is one of our favorite events that comes around. I can't believe this, but 13 years now, the trivia contest.
Yes,
tell us a little bit about that.
This is our 13th annual trivia night. 13th, I hope, is a lucky number and not unlucky. But anyway, we've been lucky to host this event for the last 13 years, and it's used the funds that come from it we use to help pay the cost of the spay and neuters for all of the animals at the Mexico Animal Shelter.
So how many teams can be in it this year? And I know this fills up rather quickly. Have people already started signing up?
Oh, yeah. Yes, obviously. We have probably, I'm thinking, maybe about 12 teams now. But usually what happens, it's the week before, and then everybody starts sending in their forms and stuff. But we're hoping to have in between 25 and 30. 30 is really the maximum that we can do with people being comfortable, being able to hear and everything. So that's our magic number.
Absolutely. Tell us where this is going to be held at, if you will.
I will. It's going to be at the 4-H Center here in Mexico. It is going to be Saturday, March the 6th, the 1st. The doors will open at 5:30, and then we'll start the trivia at 7.
All right. Now, for people that have never been to this, this is a fun event. It's a full night of trivia, but in between time, you have raffles that go on and some other things. I can only imagine what it takes to put this whole thing together. You were telling me a little bit about the prep work you do to come up with the questions. Share that process with us this morning.
Well, I wish there was an easy way to get trivia questions. I mean, you can look on the internet, and there'll be some places out there that have maybe the answer with the question, but they don't necessarily have three other good choices to use with it. So it takes a while to do. We have usually it's 10 rounds, 8 to 10 questions per round.
Absolutely. This is going to be a good time. Where can people get signed up at if they're interested in putting a team in there?
They can actually go out to our website, the AudrainHumaneSociety.org, and it will take you to where you'll see events, and there will be an event there for the trivia night, and you can just click on it, fill out your information. You're also able to pay online the entry fee, and also mulligans. We're selling those again this year, 3 for $20, so you can pay for it all at one time if you wish.
All right. The entry deadline is February the 22nd. That's coming up. Is that Monday?
It is, yep. But we say the 22nd just because we like to have a good idea how many teams are really going to have so we can set up the appropriate tables and things. But one other thing that we do, I mean, if somebody comes in with the team at the last minute, obviously we'll work them in. And we also do what we call strays. So if you have a couple people or one person's like, gosh, I really want to play, but I don't have a team, I don't know who to ask, we do a stray team. So you can just show up and then we'll put that team together. And if we don't necessarily have 6 or 8 on the stray, a lot of people will just say, hey, come on over to our team and join.
Very nice. This is always a fun event, and it's going to be taking place Saturday, March the 1st at the 4-H Center on Highway D here in Mexico. It's a good time. We'll put up some information on our website where people can get signed up at 30 team max, and you've already got about 15 teams signed up, so folks, you better get going if you want to take part in this, and it is always a very fun night. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, Ms. Marilyn Niekamp, she's the president of the Audrain Humane Society Board.